Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 19th chapter of the book of 1 Kings, we read the story of Elijah running for his life and running away to some extent from his calling. And as he makes his way out into the wilderness in two occasions, in the 9th verse and the 13th verse of chapter 19, we have God say to Elijah, "What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here, Elijah?" Now, as you probably know, Elijah was one of the greatest and most renowned prophets in the history of Israel. He ran into the wilderness, and as a result, he ran away from his God-given mission because Queen Jezebel had threatened to kill him. Now, even though God had worked powerfully through Elijah and through his life, throughout his life, when the queen threatened his well-being, threatened his life, Elijah ran for the hills in fear. Elijah ran to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God, Mount Sinai, as you may recall it, the very mountaintop upon which God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. And on that mountaintop, God spoke to Elijah saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Then, just to ensure that God had Elijah's attention, as the story goes, God had wind and an earthquake and fire blast the mountainside. And after that absolutely fantastic display, God asked again, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" See, I think that's God's way of saying, "Elijah, you shouldn't be here." God continued on and said, "Go, return on your way, and you shall anoint Hazael as king. You shall anoint Jehu as king, and you shall anoint Elisha as prophet in your place." See, I think that's God's way of saying, you know, you might be done, Elijah, but I've just begun. You might be down, but you never count me out. You may have run away in fear, but I am going to send you back to work in faith. Now, I know, as well as you do, that there are times when we really are tempted to run away from distressing situations. It might be a strained relationship or a difficult conversation that we're worried about having, or a challenge that just seems too daunting for us to handle. I mean, sometimes, even though we may be reluctant to admit it, we feel lonely and afraid. Through this story, God wants you to know that you may be down, but you're not out. God has more work to do with you and through you. So it's time for you to head back into the fray. Let's pray. Lord, we confess that there are times when fear prompts us to flee. There are moments when we feel as if we're bearing the burdens of life alone and we're afraid that we will be undone by them. Help us, Lord God, to shed our fear. Allow us to re-enter the fray with the faith that you will never abandon us to face our fears alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.